Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He has to win a Stanley Cup. Like, if he doesn't win a Stanley Cup, things are a lot different. Money's not different, fame's not different, but in his heart, it'll be different. If he were to go on and leave the Edmonton Oilers, being a former player, really, I wouldn't hate him. Like, you have the right. You really do. It would crush me. It would crush Oilers fans. I would not be somebody who hates him. I would end up being pretty f***ing disgusted, though, if he doesn't tell them. Because he knows if he's going to leave. Probably in the next month or so, right? If he knows, he has to tell him and they have to trade him and try to get something. It's disgusting to say it. I've never really felt this way. This loss is just, maybe it's just the heartbreak of it all and like how fresh it is, but I've never felt like he was going to leave. And then seeing him last night, it's just like, I'm not going to be able to do it here and I got to get a cup.
Ryan Whitney on Connor McDavid. It is a really tough sell for me to say, I'm not going to be able to do it here. When you've made it to Game 7 and Game 6 of the Cup Final. Now, maybe most of the reason they're there is because of him and Draisaitl, of course.
Sure, of course.
But I'm never going to be able to do it here. I don't know. Get a goalie. You should be okay. Get a goalie.
He did sound very, I mean, it's...
He's dejected.
It's dejected.
Mad.
It's the night you lose the game, but he you might get some honesty there, too, where he said he's using expletives and saying we keep banging our heads against the wall, trying to do the same thing over and over. And like he's just, I don't know. Again, I'm not going to judge him based on what he said after the loss an hour later, but I don't think it's crazy for him to look around and say, yeah, we're only here because of me and Leon.
Is it crazy for Josh to say the same thing?
No. No, it's not.
We're only here because of me? He doesn't say that.
He doesn't.
But let's
quarterback though, you get that way more often. Because any quarterback would say that. Burrow would say that. Anybody would say that and say, yeah, of course. Of course you're right. Whereas in hockey, you don't get that as much. Right? Like you don't get, you know, that same mentality from guys. And I don't know. He could think that. He could look and say, like, how come you haven't been able to give me a good goaltender in the whole 10 years I've been here? How come you haven't been able to give me a solid blue line until maybe this year? You could argue they finally did that. Like, how come we weren't deep as a team until this go right? Like, it's not like it's just the last 2 years. Like, it took them 8 years to surround him with, like, a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
Took a while. So, I don't know. There's also going back to lottery night 2015. How do you feel about being there in the first place?
Yeah, but that doesn't really make any difference.
Well, I mean, if it's always been in him that, you know, I didn't really want to be here at the start, and now I gave it a decade. I gave it my all, and I gave that organization everything, and I was there for the prime of my career. But, all right, I gave you a decade. I'm not giving you another decade. It could be. I mean, I'm kind of rooting for it. I'm rooting for him to leave. For him to leave.
And go to Toronto?
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know if I love that idea, but but just for the curiosity of it, for the storyline of it. I mean, hey, Paul calling last segment about you know, the ratings being down and being a regional sport. I mean, yesterday they spent some time on the rings debate. If you really want the sport to grow in interest, you know what you need to have happen. You need him to pull a Kevin Durant. You need him to go to Florida.
Oh God,
that's what you need. You need McDavid. Really, I'm serious. You want the sport to be as interesting as possible. Connor McDavid should go to Florida. Go ring chase.
Sit under the cap space,
and you'll become a villain. Right? You become a huge. I mean, the cap's going up to like 100 and something million the next year.
I don't know about a villain, but it would be thought of less. The thing I would
you don't think he'd be a huge villain if that happened? On the level of LeBron in Miami or Durant in Golden State, hockey's never had anything like that.
He'd be a villain in Edmonton, possibly, but I don't know.
I don't know. It would be you couldn't do it. You had to join you couldn't beat him, so you joined him, huh?
Maybe that's your take. I mean,
No, I think people would say that. For sure they would. People would root against him if he went to Florida to create the NHL's first ever super team.
I mean, Florida's pretty close to a super team now.
That's
Florida's really close to a super team.
Right.
They get everybody and they're all going to stay together. They got Marchand at the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, and he was amazing for them. The thing I would say about McDavid, you know, and this idea that he's going to leave. Rings culture, you're saying like rings culture. Ryan Whitney there in that clip from Spittin' Chicklets, that's rings culture. Guys are more likely to want to leave because they know I will be judged on whether or not I get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I want one, but my legacy, if I'm done, the 24-hour sports network world, the thing that will be said about me if I don't win one is that I didn't win one. It'll be the entire identity. We were teetering on the edge of this for Ovechkin, and then he got it, and it was over. And there is no real great player in the NHL that this exists for. Meanwhile, we mentioned this yesterday, ESPN's Mike Greenberg on their show, Get Up, hit the top athletes that need a ring. It was McDavid 1, Allen 2, and Lamar 3. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's any reason to think that the Bills or the Ravens can't get it done. Are they any different than the Oilers? The Bills or the Ravens, are they different? They have one of the best players.
They do.
And who's beating the Oilers? In both cases, twice now, it's Florida. And before that, it's Tampa, I guess. I mean, they get knocked out before. The last two seasons are the first years in the Cup Final.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would just ask this to anybody that wants to make the point that he thinks he can't get it done there. Are the Oilers – instead, I'll ask it this way. How are the Oilers different from the Bills? How are the Oilers different from the Ravens? Is it that there's no Mahomes and Reed combo standing in their way?
Well, there is, but it's in the other conference, right?
Well, maybe.
It's Florida.
It's only been the last 2 years. Only 2 years out of, right. You said it's 8 years. It's only the last 2 years.
Yep.
Before that, what's standing in their way?
Before that, it was themselves.
Right. Their team wasn't good enough.
They missed the playoffs 4 of the first 5 years that he was in Edmonton. Why was that? It wasn't because... Right, there was a boogeyman in your way. It was because Peter Chiarelli was your GM, and he signed Milan Lucic to $100 million when he was 34 years old. Like, your team made terrible decision after terrible decision, and it took them a decade almost to figure out how to put, like, a really good team around you. And it is a really good team, but it's not as good as the team on the other side. And now, like, couldn't that be the source of it? Couldn't that be the source of it for him? Hey, like, his words, we keep banging our head against the wall trying the same thing over and over. Maybe he doesn't think Edmonton, the way they're constructed, would beat that Florida team. It's hockey. You're not going to necessarily play them every year, but styles make fights, and that Panther team drags you into a different style. They won 13 of 15 games before that series started.
Mm-hmm.
And then they trailed for all but, 30 minutes of the series? Like, he might feel like this combo of players is not beating that Panther team. Like, this, the way that we're constructed right now as a team, that's not doing it.
Who is?
I mean, you don't think
where should he go?
He should go to, I mean, I wouldn't say Toronto. Should he go to Tampa? Tampa would be better with him than Edmonton is right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could find a list of teams. Maybe it's not a long list, but... This team with McDavid versus the Oilers with McDavid, I think you could find your way to a number of teams that you could say, I like that better.
Team X.
Sure. Tampa is one that comes to mind. Maybe you would say someone would say Toronto would come to mind. I might not say that, but the Hurricanes, maybe.
I don't know.
Who I still can't believe are Stanley Cup favorites.
How many? Again, let's play the game again. Just comparing McDavid and Allen. How many NFL teams would you say that about Josh Allen? You out there? How many would you say that about? If we're gonna say McDavid, if McDavid went somewhere else, they'd be just as good, if not better. Mm-hmm. I don't think Allen's ever gonna get to that point. I really don't. I don't think he's gonna force his way out. And there's really not even a suggestion that McDavid will do that. Steve Levy suggested it. Ryan Whitney here is just talking about the look on his face and. You know, he's an unrestricted free agent. They could have won the cup, and he could decide he wants to leave and do something else.
That's why, though, it's coming up. I mean, Allen never and may never get 1 year away from being able to leave, right?
Right.
That never happened for him.
No, but in football, you just, force a trade if you feel like you have to.
True. But, I guess it'll be kind of what I said about Tuck. If you get to the start of the season and he's unsigned, I think – it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger story about whether he'll stay. I disagree with Whitney, by the way. I think if you're Edmonton and you don't know if he's going to stay, or you even might think
try to win the cup.
Yeah, or even if you think it's more likely that he'll leave, there is no world I ever trade him for anything.
No way.
I will try to win the cup, and I will take that until the last second of July 30th, 2026. But I am never moving that player because I'll never replace it.
No,
never, ever get it again.
What they should do, of course, is trade everything in the future possible, load up, try to build their own super team, and try to win it in the last year.
Right.
And maybe he stays. Or if he's going to leave,
I'll move heaven and earth. I'll trade 5 first-round picks to build a team around him that he thinks is worth staying for, if he didn't want to stay in the
first
place.
Even if he doesn't think it's worth staying for, you take one kick at it because you have him.
Right. But him, I would never, people are going to compare it to the Gretzky trade, right? They traded Gretzky. But I just, in today's world, there's no way you ever move him in a million years. And I don't think they would anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-552-550. The Ravens get Jaire Alexander. Sal's coming up in about 15 minutes to run through training camp, and maybe anything we can pull from the schedule and what they're going to do, their timeline. Training camp starts July 23rd. The Ravens get Jaire Alexander, which is not surprising. And no. I saw a little bit of uh-oh out there because he's definitely good when he's healthy.
He's elite when he's healthy.
Yes, definitely a heck of a player, but he's never healthy. And he goes to Baltimore. He reunites with Lamar Jackson. They played together in high school, I believe.
Okay.
So they've known each other for quite some time, and he kind of campaigned for Jaire Alexander. They get him. All right, boom. Oh, sorry, they played in college together. Went to Louisville together. Maybe even all the way back to high school, but Louisville together.
Okay.
So last week I was asked a question at our Wayland fundraiser, a lot of Bills fans there raising money for the 100 holes, which is a week from today. And just talking to somebody, One of the questions I got was, what do you worry about with the Bills? What's the thing that worries you?
Mm-hmm.
My answer is a bit of a cop-out, but I'll tell you what it was. I said I worry about the competition. Mm-hmm. Because the Bills are going to be good. There's no doubt about it. You know, you could say you worry about health. Everybody's going to worry about health.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Clark yesterday tweeted, if the Ravens stay healthy, they're going to win the whole thing.
Yep.
Maybe that's right. Maybe if the Bills stay healthy, they win the whole thing. Maybe if the Chiefs, maybe if the Eagles,
anybody.
Commanders, Lions, right? Health is important. But the thing I worry about with the Bills, there's really, like I said, it's a cop-out. My answer is the competition. Because the Bills are buttoned up. They're a good operation. They re-sign their own ahead of time. They save money that way. They identify players. They've got a good culture. They've got like so many things going for them that there's not any debate that they're a top-class organization and they're great.
Right.
But the question becomes, are they in any one year going to be greater than their opposition? And not like Jaire Alexander puts them over the top, but the Bills had a high-scoring offense last year and kind of, you know, Brandon Bean came on and puffed his chest like, we're the best offense in football. You know, that depends on how you look at it. If you look at just points, like they were number two. If you include the playoffs, they scored more than the Eagles. That's something he said that day. Baltimore's offense was like number one DVOA, number one in success rate, number one in a lot of different things. Like Baltimore's
EPA
offense,
for play and
Baltimore's offense was absolutely wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry about the competition. I worry about the way that these teams get after it and go after it. And can the Bills have enough premier players in the big spots to win? We went yesterday over there, the NFL's top 100. It's Josh. He doesn't have a Dry's idol. Lamar has, you want to say it's Derrick Henry. Lamar has, you want to say it's Mark Andrews, who's been one of the best tight ends, but of course let them down in that moment. Lamar has Kyle Hamilton. Lamar has a number of these guys that are thought of is the key here, as premier players at their position. You want to do that with Mahomes? He's got them too. You want to do that with the Eagles? They've got eight of them.
Yep.
And with the Bills, they have a great team. Without a doubt. But do they have enough great players is the thing I wonder. And maybe this draft class produces some, or maybe, you know, a free agent kind of pops. But the thing I worry about with them is, do they have enough great players not named Josh Allen to lift them? And to a point, they have this organizational identity at the moment where it's all about how the sum of the parts and no one's really above anybody else except for the quarterback. The quarterback's the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my worry about them. I don't worry about any one position group, really. I don't worry about the receivers too much. I don't worry about their safeties too much. I would be happier if there was, you know, a top 70 player in the NFL at one of those positions. So my answer is I worry about the competition because I watch the other teams and see how they build. I watch how the Bills build. And I thought, like, coming into this offseason, we were going to be looking for a blue chipper. And established one did not arrive.
No.
Maybe they find one. If they find one, you know, bam, mission accomplished. If Max Hairston is that, then, you know, zip my mouth shut. Like, mission accomplished. That's a long way to answer the question. Like, what worries you about the Bills? The competition.
Yeah. Well, the names also to mention for that probably aren't the rookies, right? They're the guys that are going into year two, going into year three, going into year four.
Coleman.
That's why we bring up Coleman and Kincaid earlier.
Cole Bishop, Kincaid.
Sure.
Right. Somebody to become great.
And maybe even a group of those. Like, if Kincaid, imagine if Kincaid becomes like a top five tight end this year. Like, he's in all pro conversations. Like, everything just works the way you want it to. Like, that'll make everyone feel more comfortable about certain situations, I think. Late in games, playoff games. I might even narrow it more down to Baltimore specifically for me.
It's that, who you worry about?
Yeah. I'm not worried. Because there's not much I'm really worried about with the Bills. Not much. The Ravens, I just look at their roster, the way it's constructed. I look at the way Jackson has played for the last 2 years, and they were statistically, I think most would agree that, like, dive into the numbers, that they were the best rush attack in NFL history last year, and their quarterback threw for 41 touchdowns on top of that, that I think they're a pretty flawless football team. But you got them to not play a clean game when you played them in the playoffs.
They had a rough
day. And the Bills played clean. And
the Bills played clean all year.
To their credit, right. They played clean all year. But I guess my biggest worry is that you meet that team again. And I don't even really care where the game is. You play that team again, and either you don't play a completely clean game or they don't put the ball on the ground for you. And it's even. And it's just, nope, the turnovers aren't going to play a factor today. It's just going to be mano-a-mano, toe-to-toe, we're going at it, Bills and Ravens. And nobody's making big mistakes. It's just about how good are your players and how good are our players. And for that, I get a little bit worried. Kind of because of the point you made. Like, I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, in my opinion, are the two best quarterbacks in football right now, and I don't think much separates them at all. So then it becomes, all right, who else is making the biggest differences? And there's just a couple of guys on Baltimore that I would be worried about. Again, you know, maybe you would say though that that's a faulty way of looking at this because you're assuming the Ravens will be able to play as clean a game as the Bills do. And maybe that is, maybe I should give them more credit for that. Like they do play offense, at least they did last year, to play clean. Right? Like the way they threw the ball on screens and they ran the ball more than they did before. Rather than just chucking the ball around downfield like they had done, that style is going to give you less turnovers, is going to give you less mistakes. But I still just think that's a tough thing to bank on year in and year out is I'm going to play the clean game and they're not going to. Because that was the difference in the playoff game. There's the biggest difference in the playoff game. So that's really only true for me, though, of the Ravens. I do feel like the Bills, with any other team in this conference, and I even kind of feel this way about Kansas City right now, that they could just line up one-on-one and I feel like they could win. They're the better team. But I'm really skeptical of that when it comes to Baltimore. I feel like you might have to have advantages. Yeah, might have to have just a little bit of luck on your side. Maybe you have to be at home to kind of get through them.
Maybe Joey Bosa can be, you know.
He could be that player.
Could rediscover health.
Rediscover health.
That might be it.
Yeah.
803-0550. Training camp on July 23rd. Getting to it. A month and 4 days. Sal Capaccio coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kevin Cole of the Unexpected Points podcast and Substack. As we get to his series, he does this every year. It's a really cool series about like the best quarterbacks of all time. That includes active and guys that didn't win Super Bowls where they should appropriately slot in. So we'll talk about it with him where he had Josh Allen ranked because he did just come out in his latest rankings. Allen, as he counts down from 50 to 1. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. If you'd like, 803-0550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.